What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? It's the Money Stacks Podcast. You tuned in, rocking with your host, Money Stacks. Thank y'all for tuning in. Can't stress that enough. It's much appreciated. As always, we're going to get right into it. Thanks to our sponsors, Crack on Deck Apparel. You can always go get you some merch at crackondeckapparel.com. Let's go, y'all. So, yeah, this topic we're going to start off with. And I hope everybody having a good day, too, if you're reaching out to me. If you tuned in, you rocking, driving on the highway, or just chilling in the crib, you know, fixing yourself some lunch or some brunch or whatever. Thank y'all. You know, rock out with me, light something up, pour you a nice glass, enjoy the ride. But, yeah. I want to talk about window shopping in the music business. I know people do that, shopping in retail or whatever else you might be trying to acquire. It might be cool to window shop. But in the music business, I don't think it's too cool to be window shopping. Because in this music business, it's kind of like the drug game, you know. It's mostly about that first impression. So, if you keep coming around window shopping, people gonna take you as you're really not trying to shop. So it's not like retail where you see something and, yeah, okay, I'll see it under the window. I might come back and get that. Hey, cool, that's cool. The music business is like, you can't keep emailing me, asking me questions. You calling, trying to get information, and you're not trying to pay. And this game is to be sold, not told, in this music business. So you can't keep trying to acquire wisdom without spending. It's just not cool. It's just not the etiquette. It's just not the way of life in the music business. This is not the music friendship where I give you all of this information for free. It's like going to school, college. They're not just opening up colleges for free, even though there is some knowledge there, but that's a next step where you have to be willing to pay for that knowledge, because this is going to help you have a career, help you have a trade, something informative to your lifestyle. You know, it's like a business class almost. And you got to step up, be willing to pay. Not just pay for the knowledge. You're paying for the opportunity. You're paying for just to go down the same road that the person that's teaching you, or from the same courses that the information is coming from. You're paying for all of the years of them accumulating the wisdom to and the will to even want to help others. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for the journey to say, I'm going to come out and have the skill set and the know-how. Or even if you're just paying for a service and you know about the service as far as just the information-wise, you still need to pay for the, like going to the mechanic, whatever. You paying for the time and the parts. That's what you paying for. If you can't do it, let me do it. But you got to pay me for your time. So we're going to stop all that window shopping. We're going to be businessmen and women in this business if I have something to do with it. Because this is why most independent artists don't go far, because of their etiquette, because they try to bring the same dumbfoundedness to the music business that they may acquire in the streets or just living their lives, you know, working or however they may be living. They bring that same type of attitude, that same, oh, let me see first, or let me this for, is like, that's not happening here. That's why you only hear certain artists, you only see certain people moving, because they're acting on it and they're paying where they need to pay at, and they're moving consistently, annually, you know? And it, and you tend to dominate when you move like that, because you handling your business, and your talent is speaking for it, and it's a well-oiled machine. There's a talent part, there's a business part. If you could get those parts to work well and on time, you're gonna always move out and make a profit. You have to be willing to learn this business. As far as merch, you can't just be pressing up shit thinking, oh, okay, this is gonna go. No, it's just, it's about scheduling. It's about knowing when things are in, the timing. You can't window shop in this industry. You have to know when to get your merch. You can't say, ah, I'm gonna keep going to the manufacturer's action, asking how much is hoodies. When hoodie season just passed, stop window shopping. Know your business. Get your information. Because if you keep on window shopping, somebody's going to buy the whole store. And you're not even going to know. It's not going to be nothing left. Know your industry. Know when you need your products. If you're going to window shop for information. Find out what you need to know so you can implicate it in your business structure. Have your business structure. Stop leaving it up to the wind blowing, the blue moons, or I'm going to get to it later, or I want to structure it, but I want to go get the J's first. You have to sacrifice. You have to be willing to implicate business structure to be a business person. You have to be willing to be a business person in this business. If you're not willing to do those things, it's just going to be a problem. It's going to be melee. It's going to be money lost. You may see some significant gains if you have a good start, but if you have no structure, you're just going to be chasing your tail. So start out structured. Start out knowing, okay, this is the level I'm at. I can only press this up, or I can only pay for this service, and try to dominate that. Don't get too over your head and try to run your company or run your career as if you are XYZ from this major label. That's not you. You don't have that budget. You can think like that and say, okay, I want to implicate something like that where I'm at, and I want to do the numbers that I think I can do. And you keep chipping away at that rock until it's a pebble. But you don't just automatically come out the gate and say, oh, I'm hot like Eminem, I'm trying to do 20 million. Yeah, you can probably get to that, but that's a well-oiled machine. That's structured. Those people over there know what they're doing. They analyzed and figured it out, and then they pushed it. It didn't just happen overnight. Eminem been rapping before he totally blew. He's had a nice long road of trying to implicate different things and trying to get in different structures, and it didn't work. As well as all of the greats, they've tried to do certain things that didn't work and figured out what worked. So I stress to you independent artists to try things. And with trying, you have to put money up or have money spent. You have to be willing to do that part. It's not the window shopping part. You figure out where your industry and your market is at, and you put some money into that. You invest So you have to start out an investor. And if you're an artist that is not willing to invest or don't want to know the structure of investments and trying to figure that part out, then you have somebody in your team, in your background, that's willing to handle that. Because that's the part that's going to keep you standing strong, standing firm, and having a longer lasting in this business. Because it's not just the music part. You could go do talent searches. You have to know, that's what I mean, artists. You have to know where you're going to be at in the next year or two. You have to know, okay, with my money and with my mind and with my business structure, where am I going to be? Okay, I know I'm not going to hustle this much up and I'm not going to try to get this much money made. So I may need to just, you know, pull the money that I have in and do talent searches or open mics or, you know, just try to speak to the people more in those larger crowds where I'm not putting up that much money, and I'm going to try to move my music and my campaign that way. You have to know, okay, I have a budget. I can not do the open mics. I can get me some posters and get a 5-man street team and let my city know that I'm here. Okay, I have a bigger budget. I can contact my local radio station and try to get me some commercials. You have to know how you gonna start off, because this is not like other industries. You know, it depends. Like, you know, when you dealing in other industries, you can also see the ending and kind of look at that and say, okay, oh, like if you're a major artist, you can kind of know, like, oh, we can push out this and get this back because we know the trajectory of how far we've gone or how far our net as a big company is. So we know already how the length that we can go. As an independent artist, you don't know that. So you have to, one, have the intel from within. Like, you have to have your business people that's in your structure knowing that. And that would have came from investments and knowledge of, okay, this is how far we can be. This is how far my reach is as a promoter or as an A&R. I know these people, you know. So that may have come with time and just being in the business. And then another thing is, you know, you have to have paid for some services to have known, okay, this is what I can do and this is how far this can reach because I've worked with these people or I've did this and this is have got this far. So it's just about researching and actually doing the business. It's the bottom line. You have to research and actually do the business. I don't care if you sell one download, one CD, one shirt, whatever. You have to start being in the business of selling it and actually doing it to know how far. You just have to take that approach or you'll never know, and you may be hindering yourself because you may be scared to say, I don't want to spend this much money on 1,000 t-shirts. I don't want to spend this much money on a campaign for radio because I don't think it's going to do this, so I don't know that. And spending that money, even though it's a sacrifice that you have to be willing to do because you got into the music business, you have to be willing to take that once you step over that threshold. Because now you get to see, okay, where's this investment going to take me? Am I that good? Is this pitch that good that we're going to win once we market ourselves? You have to be willing to go that far. Or if not, don't pitch your stuff. Don't market it. Don't promote it. Just, I guess, you know, go with the flow with your music, and you know, now it is a one in a million chance you may blow off that, but is also that rest of the chance where it's just going to be like throwing balloons in the air. Everybody's going to see it, but it's just going to go up and up and up and up and disappear. So you have to be willing to start the model of your business, structure it, do your research, get in tune with your market area, and invest. Like I said, I don't care if it's you investing in a mock-up. You have to start. There's no way you don't have a mock-up. There's no way you don't have those first key entry things as a business person. There's no way you don't have those. You have to have those, or it's just going to be like putting on makeup and then going out in the sun. You wasn't ready. You wasn't cool enough to handle that. You have to be ready to have the vision, and either yourself let the vision roll out or let somebody help you. That's the bottom line. Be ready to put the vision to work. Stop window shopping. Stop going to that glass, looking at it, and thinking, yeah, I could look like that, I could do that, and not doing it. Get out the way, because that person that's hungry, that's saving up, that's starving, that's not eating, that's saving that money, that's putting it to a campaign that's saying, oh, I'm going to get on the radio, oh, I'm going to buy that, and I'm going to show them they hungry. Like they say in certain towns, they fierce, they ready. They getting ready. They putting that business model, they learning. They getting that money ready. They getting that campaign together. And they going to sweep the town. They going to sweep them because they listen and learn. They say, yo, Money Stacks wasn't playing. I listened. I figured it out. I put that money up. I stopped buying all the J's for 6 months. And now, look, I could buy J's forever because I got a campaign ready. I wasn't window shopping. I got with all the stores and I asked them, how could I get my music in here? How can I poster up? How can I market myself to these people? Oh, this is what I got to do. Okay, how much is that? Let me put that money to the side. Who do I need to talk to even get into the building of the radio station? Who's the PDs? Who's the local street team that I can get some help from with this budget that I got? Can I form my own street team with my own little budget? This is the things you need to be knowing, not being scared, ready to attack. If you got some hot bars or you can sing or whatever, and you're not ready to attack, then yeah, reach out to Money Stacks. Or reach out to somebody that can help you. I ain't trying to take up all y'all time. I'm just trying to give y'all a little G. You know what I mean? Express yourself. Get at me. You can leave me a message voice-wise, or you can get at me through email, moneystackspromo@gmail.com. You can DM me at my Instagram, Money Stacks Media. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me up. I'm just trying to give everybody the vision, give you the structure. I'm not perfect. We can talk. We can conversate. Whatever you want to do, just hit me up, man. MoneyStacksPromo@gmail.com. Consultations, I'm approving all budgets. Just come with a budget. Once again, I thank y'all. This is Money Stacks from Money Stacks Media. You listening to the Money Stacks podcast. It's been a thrill. This has been a hell of a year. This corona is not going to stop us. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep exploring. We're going to keep being great kings and queens. You know what it is. It's the Money Stacks Podcast. Holla.